escape. Unfortunately, you don't. You just have to stay and listen. It's great to have an opportunity to come and share with you again here at the youth service at church. I wonder if you've ever just wanted to succeed at something. Maybe you just want to succeed at life. Show of hands, who would just love to succeed at life? Yeah, most people in the room, yeah. It takes a strange sort of person who that has a goal in life where it's, my ambition is just to fail at life. It takes a strange sort of person to do that. We like to succeed. We like to get things right, and we like when things go well, don't we? We don't necessarily like it when we fail. We don't necessarily like it when things don't go to plan. We like to do well. It can kind of be a fear, can't it, this idea of failing. And so many of you young people are in the middle of exams. Maybe you've already finished. Maybe you're right bang in the middle of them. And maybe you have a sense of, I just want to succeed in my exams. I just want to do really well. It's a fear of not doing well. We like to succeed. You see, sometimes things don't always go to plan. Sometimes life throws a curveball at you. Sometimes life throws a challenge up in front of you, and you can be left thinking, well, how am I supposed to actually succeed in this? Well, tonight I want to look at somebody in the Bible who had a challenge in front of them. They had a bit of a mountain in front of them, and they were given advice on how they were going to succeed in hitting it head on. If you have a Bible, turn to Joshua 1. We're just going to read four verses. Joshua 1, verse 6 to 9. I'm just going to read the four verses. Verse 6 says this. It says, "Be strong and courageous, for you're the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning to either the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in all you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you will go." Let's take a moment just to pray before we look into this a wee bit more. God, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you that it is how you speak to us. And God, tonight we pray that you would indeed speak to us, that you would speak directly into our hearts and into our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Here we have Joshua, right? And Joshua's been given this massive task of taking the mantle from Moses and leading these people into the promised land. Moses has died, and God is saying, right, Joshua, you're going to step up. You're the one that is going to lead these people into the land that I've promised them. You're going to take over and fill the shoes of Moses, this great biblical champion that we all know about. Like, Moses was the guy that split the Red Sea. God used him to do that. Moses is the guy that God used to lead his people out of captivity. Moses was the guy that God used to do so many different things. And now Joshua is being told, you now have to step up. You now have to lead these people into the promised land. I can only imagine just how Joshua felt in that moment. I'm sure part of him was really excited. Part of him was really privileged to be the one that God had chosen to lead these people into the promised land. But I'd imagine that part of him was slightly overwhelmed. The part of him was slightly nervous. Part of him was slightly afraid. Do you ever have those moments in life where you're really excited, and then just all of a sudden this sense of fear and being overwhelmed and thinking, well, how am I actually supposed to do this, kind of comes over you? I remember when I got this job. No idea how I got this job, but I got it. But I remember Jeff phoned me, and he's like, "Peter, you've got the job." And I was really excited. I was really happy. I was full of joy. And then all of a sudden, I kind of was like, oh, wait a second. Now I have to go and do the job. What happens if I don't succeed in this? What can I actually do this job? Am I good enough to do this job? And I was left thinking, how am I actually going to succeed? And I'd imagine that Joshua had a bit of that sense where he was thinking, well, how am I supposed to succeed in this challenge that is before me? Well, here God in these four verses begins to answer that question for Joshua. And I think for us, there's something that we can learn, something that we can draw out as to how we actually succeed in life. Not by earthly terms, but succeed in the eyes of God. The first thing that Joshua is told is to be strong and courageous. Do you ever have just a sense of fear where you have to do something and you're really panicked about doing it, or you're really afraid of what the outcome is gonna be? Well, I imagine Joshua was a wee bit afraid. I imagine part of him was just thinking, this is scary. He's been told to lead these people into this land that spies have come back and said is full of giants. He's to lead these people that had turned away from God, these people that had heard these stories of the people that were in this land, and he has to lead them into it. I imagine part of him was afraid, but God tells him, be strong and courageous. This is something that God wanted Joshua to grasp. He wanted Joshua to get this into his head. He wanted him to understand it. He tells him it three times in the space of four verses. Verse 6, be strong and courageous. Verse 7, be strong and very courageous. Verse 9, this is my command, be strong and courageous. Joshua, get this into your head. If you want to succeed in what lies ahead, if you want to succeed and overcome the challenge, the mountain that is in front of you, you're going to have to be strong and courageous. God, in a sense, is almost nagging him with it. When I read it, it kind of reminded me of my mum. My mum, love her to bits, but my mum is great at going on about stuff, especially when it comes to like Christian stuff. Peter, you reading your Bible? Yes, mum. Peter, you reading your Bible? Yeah, mum, I'm reading it. Peter, what's God talking to you about? Peter, you reading your Bible? You reading your Bible? You reading your Bible? Yes, mum. On and on and on. But I look back now and I realize that my mum kept going on about stuff like that because she realized it was good for me. My mum wanted it to become just a natural part of my life because she knew it would be good for me. And so God's saying to Joshua, you need to be strong and courageous. This needs to be natural to you. You need to be strong and courageous as you go forward. But how? How are you supposed to be strong and courageous when things aren't going great, when life falls around you, or when you have this giant mountain in front of you, you don't really see a way around it? How on earth are you supposed to be strong and courageous? I remember when I was 16. I'd just done my exams, just like a lot of you are doing. And I just got my results, and I didn't get back into school. Done my GCSEs, and got the results, and I'd failed too many of them to be allowed back into school. These plans, these ambitions, these dreams that I had just came crumbling down around me. I had a massive sense of failure, a massive sense of rejection, a massive sense of just not knowing what on earth I was going to do. I couldn't see how I was supposed to keep going forward. In that time, so many people came up to me and they were like, Peter, it's okay, just keep going forward. There's loads of other things you can go and do. In a sense, loads of people came up to me and they were like, Peter, it's okay, be strong and courageous. Just keep going. But I was in a moment of where I was like, how? I can't rely on my own ability because my abilities just failed me. I can't rely on my own strength because this has knocked me for six and I don't have any left. All my friends were getting back into school and there was me left. I'd failed. So how on earth was I supposed to be strong and courageous in that time? That was when I was 16. When I was 17, I read a verse that I've shared loads in church, shared loads in youth. It began to lead me on this journey that has led me to where I am right now, standing in front of you. I read a verse that very much echoes what we're reading here in these. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. In that time when I felt like I couldn't succeed, when I felt like I couldn't keep going past what was in front of me, I had to realize that I needed to trust God. How is Joshua supposed to be strong and courageous with this challenge that is in front of him? He just needs to trust God. And that's what God says to him in verse 9. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you will go. I wonder if you feel a bit like Joshua, where we have this challenge, mountain, whatever it is in front of you, and you just can't see past it. I wonder if you're thinking, I don't know how I'm really going to pass this exam tomorrow morning. I don't really know how I'm going to get through the pressure of work tomorrow morning, get all this work done that I need to get done. I don't know if I'm going to get past the hurt. I don't know how I'm going to overcome whatever challenge is in front of me. I wonder if you ever feel like that. Or maybe you feel like that right now. I think what we can learn from this is that you need to be strong and courageous in the fact that God is always with you when you trust Him. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean that if you just trust God, you will automatically pass the exam tomorrow morning. I don't mean that if you trust God, you will that work will automatically disappear. You will automatically, life becomes rosy. Joshua still had to go into the land and take it, but he wasn't facing it alone. He was facing it with God on his side. That's what gave him strength, and that is what gave him courage. Everything will always work out okay because God is there. In that moment when I failed my exams, when I didn't get back into school, I thought nothing was going to be okay. But it turned out okay. Well, I think it turned out okay. Because I decided that, you know what? I'm going to trust God in this. When I look back now, I can see how God used that to show me that just because I fail at something doesn't mean that I'm a failure. I can see how God used that to lead me and to guide me, to take me down a journey that has led me to where I am now in life. And I thank God for every moment of it. Because I've seen him do some amazing things along the way, but it came from me having strength and courage, from me just trusting in God. See, if you want to be successful, if you want to succeed, you can't rely on your own ability. You can't rely on your own strength. You can't rely on other people. You can only rely on God. You see, real success isn't a matter of your own strength, but of the strength and courage that comes from knowing that when you trust God, He walks with you. The thing that gives me real joy, the thing that gives me real hope, the thing that gives me real peace is knowing that no matter where I go, no matter what I do, whether I succeed or whether I don't in terms of earthly life, the fact that I'm trusting in God, He is always there with me every step of the way. And He'll do the exact same for you. When you face that exam or when you face whatever it is you're facing, if you just trust God, but rely on Him, you can know that He's there every step of the way. And so whatever that mountain, whatever that thing is in front of you, whatever you have to go do tonight or tomorrow or through this week, whether it be an exam, whether it be work, family life, whatever it is, see, when you have to face it, when you trust God, when you just turn around and when you take every aspect of your life and just hand it over to God and say, God, I'm going to trust You with this. You know that every step you take, you don't take alone. You take it with God on your side, the creator of all things. When you trust in Him, you have the God who speaks to mountains and tells them to get out of the road, and they get out of the road on your side. And so guys, don't go into that exam this week on your own. Just trust God. Realize that as you step into that exam hall, God steps into that exam hall with you when you just trust and rely on Him. You see, Joshua is being told here, if you want to succeed, if you want to go forward and you want to actually achieve the things that I've laid out for you, you're going to have to be strong and have courage in the fact that I am with you. That comes from trusting Me. That's why I think we need to realize that we just need to trust God in every aspect of our lives. The second thing that God says to Joshua in verse 7, He says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. See those instructions that Moses gave you, the things that Moses taught you, the things that I taught Moses. Joshua, you're going to have to follow those. You're going to have to obey them. You're going to have to do the things, go the places that I tell you to go in order to be successful. See, when it comes to life, one of the things that we are great at is trying to map out our own life. Trying to come up with our own dreams, plans, and ambitions and try to put them into place. I want to do these subjects in school. I want to go to this university. I want to get this job. I want to have this size of house, drive this car. I want to be married by this age, have this many children. We just try to map the whole thing out ourselves. And at times we maybe bring God into it. times when we're like, oh God, I could do with some advice on this bit of it, but not all of it. Or times when things, when our dreams and ambitions fail, we decide, you know what, God, I could do with you stepping in now in this bit of it. We like to follow our own heart, our own dreams, our own ambitions. It's like the saying goes, just follow your heart. It's not about us following our heart. I don't want to follow my own heart. My own heart's all focused on me. How about we follow the heart of God? How about we follow His dreams, plans, His will, His ambitions? See, true success is not found in trying to follow or achieve our own plans and ambitions. It's found in following God. In following Him wherever He may take us. Following His heart. His heart for you to be a part of His family. His heart for you to come back to Him. His heart to use you to see the lives of the people around you changed and transformed. It's by following Him. Joshua was told that he needed to obey, to do the things that God had commanded him, to go the places that God was calling him. He needed to follow. It's not about following our lives. It's about following the life that God maps out in front of us. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 famously says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will guide your path. You want to be successful? Lean on God. Follow the path that He has for you. Don't follow what the world says. Don't try to gain the success that the world paints in front of you. Follow the success that God lays out in front of you. Follow His plans, because you know what? His plans are far bigger and greater than you could ever imagine. I could never have imagined that God would call me to Ballymena, this guy from Portadown. I never could have imagined that I would be standing in front of you right now sharing what God has laid in my heart, sharing my story. I'll tell you what, when I failed my exams, I never thought I'd be standing in front of a church sharing about the fact that I failed my exams. But God has a different plan. You've just got to follow it. Pass these exams or not, that doesn't determine whether you can follow God or not. One of the things that someone told me when I was younger that stuck with me is that God doesn't just call the qualified, but He definitely qualifies the called. Whatever God has called you to go and do, it's not because you've passed the exams, it's not because you live a certain life or have a certain amount of money. God is calling you and He will qualify you. Wherever He tells you to go, wherever He leads you, if you just follow Him, you'll be successful in it. His heart, His plans, those are the things that we need to follow. Guys, true life, true joy, true hope, true forgiveness, true peace, truth in life only comes from following God. It comes from taking every aspect of your life. Every aspect of your life. Not the wee bits that you choose. Every aspect of your life. Sometimes we're not great at that, but that's what it takes. Taking your life as a whole and placing it into the trust, placing it into the hands of God, seeking to please and serve and follow Him. See, when you follow God, place your life into His hands, you'll always find success. That doesn't mean that you'll be rich. It doesn't mean that you'll be extremely popular. It doesn't mean that you'll pass every exam and get a great job and all. But what it does mean is that you'll be successful forever, because when you trust in God, you'll be with Him forever. We're not talking about earthly things here. We're talking about eternal. When you place your life and your trust in God, you'll be successful forever because you'll be with Him forever. And so guys, no matter where you find yourself in life, whether you pass these exams or whether you don't, hopefully you do, whether you go on to get the job that you've always dreamed of or not, the one thing you've got to always do is follow God. Trust in Him, knowing that He will always be with you every step of the way. No matter what life looks like. No matter whether life is at its peak and everything is great, or whether life is at its lowest, you've got to always trust Him. My dad used to always say to me, Peter, he used to always say, when you're at the bottom of a valley, what way do you look? I was like, you look up. See, any way you can look, you're at the bottom. It's like, well, when you're on top of a mountain, what way do you look? It's like, you look down, you're at the top. He said, no, you keep looking up. And so whether you're at the top of life and everything is great, you keep looking up. You keep following God. You keep trusting God. You keep praising Him. And whether you're at the bottom, whether life doesn't seem great at the moment, you just keep looking up. Keep following God. Keep trusting him and keep praising him. Joshua is told that he needs to obey, that he needs to follow God if he wants to be successful in the challenge that is laid out in front of him. And then finally, in verse 8, God says this. He says, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate it on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Joshua, you got to follow, meditate, focus on the instructions that you have been given. And so that's what we've got to do, the same. But where do we get the instructions? We get it in here. The instructions of how to live our life, to follow God, it comes in here. And so we've got to pick it up and read it. See, this book is not just a Bible. It's not just a book that you have in your house. It's God's word. That means it's God's voice. It means that he is speaking to us when we read it. And so we've got to listen. See, if true success is found in trusting and following God, then you've got to know the God that you're following. In this book's where you do that. By picking up this and actually reading it, studying it, allowing it to change and shape your life. That's how you learn how to trust and follow God. In this book is where you learn how amazing God is. It's where you learn what his heart is. It's where you learn his character. It's where you learn about the brokenness and you realize how broken our lives are and how much we are in need of him in our lives. But you don't just find about the brokenness of us, you find the amazingness of his love and grace and mercy. In this book, in Bible and God's word is where you learn how to live your life in a way that is acceptable, successful in the eyes of God. It's where you learn what it means to be a true disciple of him. And so don't neglect it. Don't just let it be a book that you pick up in your pew every Sunday and open it to where somebody tells you to open it. And that's as much as you read it. He was told to meditate on it day and night. And so if God's saying, Joshua, if you want to succeed in what lies ahead, you need to meditate on the instructions you've been given, then how much more do we need to meditate on God's word and the things that he is telling us? But we can't just read it. We need to listen and apply it. You need to allow it to shape and mold you into the person God has made you to be. Allow it to shape how you live your life. One thing I've noticed when it comes to not just youth, but just adults, and this is something that I've been guilty of doing time and time again, so I'm preaching myself when I say this. When life gets tough, when life gets stressful or busy, and when there's worries or whatever it might be, when there's this big mountain or challenge or whatever it is in front of you, one of the things that gets pushed aside so easy is God. I don't have time to go to church because I'm an exam tomorrow morning, so I can't go. I can't go to youth fellowship tonight because I have to study for this exam. I can't read my Bible because I've too much work to get done, because I need to revise this, this, and this, and so I'm not going to read. I don't have time to pray. We just get so caught up in the busyness, the worry, the stress of life, and what happens is God gets pushed to the side. When we are faced with a challenge, a mountain in front of us, the one who can move mountains gets thrown to the side. The one who's going to help us through that stressful time, that worrying time, that hard time. How wrong is it that he's the one we end up neglecting? Why push him to the side when you need him most? And so, young people, as you're in the middle of your exams, as you're studying, and trust me, you need to study hard. I learned that the hard way. As you're preparing to do your exams, don't neglect God. Don't forget to read. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to come to church where you're going to be supported and encouraged. Don't take your focus off of God to put on something that is so insignificant compared to him. If you want to live a successful life, guys, you've got to trust God. You've got to follow God. You've got to stay focused on him. See, a successful life isn't about how much money you're going to have. It's not about what job you're going to have. It's not about whether you pass or fail these exams. That's not what success is all about. Success is found in God and God alone. A successful life is a life with God at the center of it. A life that is completely just surrendered over to following after him, with God at the heart. See, God doesn't really care less about how much money you have, what car you drive, what house you have. He doesn't really care less whether you pass or fail these exams, because whether you pass or fail these exams, whether you're rich or poor, it doesn't change how God sees you. He doesn't look at that earthly, outward, material things. He looks at you, the person. He looks at the heart. That's what God cares about. He cares about people, his creation. He cares about whether or not he is in your life. He cares about whether or not he is your Father, your Lord, your Savior, your King. That's what he cares about. So don't get caught up in trying to chase success through exams or through school. Don't get me wrong. Give it your best go. The one thing that I regret is I couldn't come out of those exams and say that I did the best that I could have done. I wish I could have said that. It would have made kind of feeling not easier, but at least I could have said, well, I give it my best shot. So give it your best go. But don't get caught up on what the results will be. Don't let that change how much you're going to follow God, how much you're going to trust him. If you pass these exams, great. If you fail them, what does it matter? God still has a plan. You can still follow God. God can still use you. Whether he uses you is not determined by a piece of paper that you have, because you passed exams, because you got a certain job, because you've a certain amount of money. That's not what it's all about. A successful life, guys, is a life with God at the center. And so tonight, I just want to encourage you. I encourage you to be strong and courageous in whatever it is you face, trusting that when you put your life, when you take your life and you just surrender it over to God, he'll be there every step of the way. It doesn't mean it will always be great, but no matter what comes, God will still always be there. I want to encourage you that no matter what, just obey and follow after him. Don't seek to follow after your own heart and your dreams and ambitions. Seek to follow the plan and the will that God has for your life, because it will be far greater, far more amazing than anything you could ever plan for your life. And I want to encourage you to get reading this. This is your manual for life. This is where you learn how to seek and follow after God. You can't follow him, you can't trust him without this. And so get stuck into it. And I want to encourage you that this week, months, whatever, as you do exams, as you go into work, don't get caught up in the busyness of life and push God to the side. He's the one you need more in your life as things get stressful and worrying and hard. You need him to stay at the center. Trust God. Follow God. Stay focused on him. Let's pray. God, we thank you. God, we thank you that when we trust in you, God, you're always there for us. That God, in you we can find strength and courage to face up to whatever life throws at us, because you are far greater and bigger than anything life could ever throw at us. God, we thank you that when we trust and follow you, you will always lead us and guide us. And God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that in it we find the truth of who you are and what it means to be a disciple and follow after you. And so God, I pray that every person in here would seek to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.